$1 million to apply against our FY10 appropriation or our receivable. He was a man of his word. By August the 15th, we did get $150 million on the nose, so we were down to $120 million. That was as of last Friday. Today, on Monday, we were surprised to get $38 million from the state, and we got $40 million on Tuesday, so $78 million just came in this week. So I went back and kind of plotted, you know, when is the money coming in from the state, and they all seem to basically coordinate with trustee meetings.
Let's meet more often.
That was the conclusion I was drawing. So I think that was, you know, so if we meet more often, maybe, you know. I did talk to Controller, seriously, I talked to Controller Hines yesterday afternoon, thanked him profusely for the $78 million. Again, he couldn't make any more promises with regard to monies coming to us. Certainly nothing with regard to the 2011 money. So we have $40 million that is still due to us, about 6% of the 2010 appropriation still due us as of today, and we have billed against the 2011 appropriation $205 million so far. And so the state, if you will, owes us $245 million as of right now. Some of the background on the budget. Again, I think you've heard, and again, I thank the individual members of the Audit, Budget, and Finance Committee for their individual time that they gave in examining this budget. But most of you know that we were cut $47 million in the 2011 appropriation. The money that we were cut was essentially the federal stimulus money from 2010. That's essentially what we were cut as far as the 2011 appropriation. So 6.2% was our cut in the appropriation for 2011. This puts us down at a number that basically, when I talk about uncertainty, the appropriation for the University of Illinois, the General Revenue Fund appropriation is $700 million for 2011. And I would basically say that's the one item in the budget that there is tremendous uncertainty about. I think we have a comfort level with all the revenues that we have in our budget, except for the $700 million in the General Revenue Fund appropriation. And again, I think it's, you know, President Hogan referred to this representing about of the total budget, about 16% of the total budget. But when you really look at that $700 million appropriation, that's 40% of the educational budget, of the instructional budget of the university, which basically is supported by the general fund appropriation, it's supported by tuition, and it's supported by indirect cost recoveries and administrative allowances. So it's 40% of that educational. So that's basically what we have great concern going through 2011. One of the things that also we have to have our eye on is the fact that the budget being set at $700 million, that's an artificial floor that the state was facing. Under the federal stimulus grant, they could not reduce the appropriation below the 2006 level, funding level for the appropriation. And if they had done that, they would have been in violation of the federal stimulus grant. So they had that artificial floor. So without that artificial floor, my assumption would be that number would have been dropped substantially more. So we're working with kind of an artificial appropriation because of that federal stimulus mandate under the grant. If you look at the appropriation, the $700 million appropriation in nominal dollars, this puts us back to 10 years ago. It puts us back to the 1999 levels of support from the state to the university. And if you adjust it for inflation, it puts us back 30 years, puts us back to 1980 as far as support for the university from the state of Illinois. Many of you are going to ask, you know, how do we, you know, get through 2010 and how are we going to get through 2011? One is we're going to be vigilant with the cash flow. We're going to continue to try to save dollars. We basically have been successful with our, I would call it, administration of our HR. Very careful with regard to exception hiring for the university. Attrition management is also very important. Try to keep as many of the open positions open and basically manage the budget that way through HR. But a big thing that's basically very important to us, and you may remember that for 2010, we went into it asking for, on top of that budget, we asked for an $83 million holdback in savings, you know, for 2010, is that we basically did save money by not spending on travel, not spending on equipment purchases, on non-personnel items. We were able to save money there. So we're going to have to continue to do that in 2011. This is a chart that just basically shows the deterioration of the cash flow to the University of Illinois from the state. Basically over here to the far right. Hopefully I don't point this in my eye. I don't like that one. Yeah. The June of 2010, we are now at the $245 million level in receivable from the total receivable from the state. At the same point last year, we were at just a little bit over $200 million in the receivable from the state. And the year before that, we were barely the $100 million level as far as a receivable from the state. You can see at the year ends, at the end of fiscal year 2008, the state had paid off all of its the debt to the university. At the end of last year, 2009, they had paid off up to $120 million. So the deterioration was starting with the receivable and the payments from the state. And now we are basically double in 2010, or as we are now with a $245 million receivable at the same time frame. Big concern that this will basically continue. This trend will continue and be worse than it was in 2009, 2010. We bill the state of Illinois at a rate of about $80 million a month. Most of that is payroll, so we are basically waiting to be reimbursed for our payroll that we put out for the university. The payroll, the overall payroll, just for interest of the university, is $140 million a month that we put out in payments for employees. And so roughly half of that comes from state dollars. Get to the budget itself, the recommendations that we're making. This is the document, as you know, the orange book that was in your package. The overall increase in the budget is $178 million, a 3.9% increase. I'd like to break that down between the two big pieces. The unrestricted increase, and again, this is the educational fund. This is the fund I was talking about that basically is supported by general revenue funds from the state, tuition, and these administrative allowances and indirect cost recoveries. That's going to be up $75 million, 4.3% over the 2010 budget. That is really driven by the increases in tuition and the increases in indirect cost recoveries and administrative allowances over the cut in GRF from the state. They're driving that number. As far as the restricted dollars, we're up, as far as restricted except for payments on behalf, we're up $58 million, 2.7%, and the payments on behalf, and again, the payments on behalf, part of the restricted funds, the payments on behalf are the dollars that come from the state and flow through us in order to pay for the employer share of the pension and pay for health care benefits for university employees. And that number is approaching $750 million in total, and the increase just on that alone is $44 million for this year. And roughly on that $750 million is roughly half and half between health care benefits and pension contribution. I think it's important to basically understand that the state support is not in isolation with just the GRF. It's also this support that we have on these payments in behalf for the contribution to pension and health care. We do enjoy that benefit. As far as the, I've talked about the tuition and institutional fund increases, the indirect cost increases. The total of the big pieces of the restricted funds that make up that $58.6 million increase, the two biggest pieces are really coming from the increases that are coming from the hospital and the medical service plan, about $67 million coming in the increases from, you heard the report from Dr. Flaherty and John DiNardo this morning, and coming from the continued expectations from both the MSP and the hospital for 2011, $67 million increase. Gifts and endowment income, the majority of the gifts and endowment income are really coming from our support coming from the foundation. That is basically at a level basis between 2010 and 2011. The payout rate from the foundations remain the same. The decrease in gifts and endowments are really coming from in extension, grants for extension. That's basically where the cut is coming in, about $13 million cut involved there. So those are the main components of why these have changed. Of course, the payments on behalf up 6.5%.